This is St. Louis Public Radio. Three major Democratic candidates are seeking the presidency of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. It's a race that features incumbent President Louis Race facing a challenge from State Senator Jamila Nasheed and Alderwoman Megha Green. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains why the race will have an impact beyond the city's borders.
Reed burst onto St. Louis's citywide scene in 2007 when he ousted incumbent Board of Aldermen President Jim Shrewsbury. He's touting his experience as he seeks a fourth term, contending he possesses the right mindset to reduce crime and disinvestment around the city.
When you look north of Del Mar, a lot of the young men are still struggling to be part of the city, right? And they don't feel like they have a place in our city. And as a father of four, that bothers me.
But Nasheed and Green say they possess the vision and leadership to bring about economic development and crime reduction. If they can get past a Green Party candidate in April, the winner of the March 5th primary will appoint members of aldermanic committees and serve on the powerful Board of Estimate and Apportionment. No Republican has filed for the position. The office holder is also responsible for appointing a member of the board that oversees St. Louis Public Schools. All three candidates have promised to push SLPS in the right direction, and Nasheed is promising to use her connections in Jefferson City to boost city schools.
We have to begin to understand if we don't educate them, we're going to incarcerate them. There's no in-between. Education and jobs is the two mechanisms that will end poverty.
But the person who emerges victorious could have an impact for the entire St. Louis region. That's because the Board of Aldermen president could possess the swing vote on whether to have a private company operate St. Louis Lambert Airport. Reed is in favor of at least exploring the idea, especially if it brings more money to redevelop distressed parts of the city.
I understand the hesitation because it's a huge unknown, right? Mm-hmm. But I also think that it would be, malpractice not to even look at an opportunity that could truly transform our city.
Nasheed and Green are more hostile to the idea. Green has promised to vote against the move on the Board of Estimate and Apportionment, which would essentially kill any airport privatization plan.
We know privatization as a concept rarely works out in the public interest. It is a way to increase profits to shareholders, to big money interest, often on the backs of consumers and on the backs of workers.
In a campaign that's seen its share of mudslinging and testy exchanges, one thing appears to unite all three candidates. None of them like that a proposed city-county merger plan is going to statewide voters as opposed to only residents in St. Louis and St. Louis County.
Can you imagine the situation where it fails in St. Louis City and St. Louis County but passes out state?
We are a home rule, and we should be ruling our own home.
So it really should be St. Louis City and St. Louis County residents who are weighing in on it, as we're the ones that will be impacted by this the most.
Nasheed is proposing a constitutional amendment requiring city and county voters to approve any merger plan.
We are tired of outstate dictating to us what we should and shouldn't do when it comes to the city of St. Louis.
Reed and Green believe the best way to combat the proposed merger is convincing people not to sign Better Together's petition.
And I think that's what we're going to have to figure out as a region, is how do we, especially in outstate Missouri, change the narrative so that this isn't seen as maybe something that folks are willing to impose on the city.
As the campaign hits the home stretch, all three candidates are trying to turn out key constituencies. Reed has support from much of the Aldermanic Black Caucus and officials in high voting wards in Southwest St. Louis. Green is banking on support from left-of-center activists and organizations that have done well in southern and central parts of the city. And Nasheed has the most money in the bank to turn out voters for the March 5th primary. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.